Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Book 4, Chapter 39. Man is endowed with the faculty of distinguishing good and evil, so that, without compulsion, he has the power, by his own will and choice, to perform God's commandments, by doing which he avoids the evils prepared for the rebellious. Man has received the knowledge of good and evil. It is good to obey God, and to believe in him, and to keep his commandment. And this is the life of man, as not to obey God is evil, and this is his death. Since God, therefore, gave man such mental power, man knew both the good of obedience and the evil of disobedience, that the eye of the mind, receiving experience of both, may, with judgment, make choice of the better things, and that he may never become indolent or neglectful of God's command, and learning by experience that it is an evil thing which deprives him of life, that is, disobedience to God, may never attempt it at all, but that knowing that what preserves his life, namely, obedience to God, is good, he may diligently keep it with all earnestness. Wherefore he has also had a twofold experience, possessing knowledge of both kinds, that with discipline he may make choice of the better things. But how, if he had no knowledge of the contrary, could he have had instruction in that which is good? For there is thus a surer and an undoubted comprehension of matters submitted to us than the mere surmise arising from an opinion of them. For just as the tongue receives experience of sweet and bitter by means of tasting, and the eye discriminates between black and white by means of vision, and the ear recognizes the distinctions of sounds by hearing, so also does the mind, receiving through the experience of both the knowledge of what is good, become more tenacious of its preservation by acting in obedience to God, in the first place casting away by means of repentance disobedience as being something disagreeable and nauseous, and afterwards coming to understand what it really is, that it is contrary to goodness and sweetness, so that the mind may never even attempt to taste disobedience to God. But if any one do shun the knowledge of both these kinds of things, and the twofold perception of knowledge, he, unawares, divests himself of the character of a human being. How then shall he be a God who has not as yet been made a man? Or how can he be perfect who was but lately created? How again can he be immortal, who in his mortal nature did not obey his Maker? For it must be that thou, at the outset, shouldst hold the rank of a man, and then, afterwards, partake of the glory of God. For thou dost not make God, but God thee. If, then, thou art God's workmanship, await the hand of thy Maker, which creates everything in due time. In due time, as far as thou art concerned, whose creation is being carried out. Offer to him thy heart in a soft and tractable state, and preserve the form in which the Creator has fashioned thee, having moisture in thyself, lest by becoming hardened thou lose the impressions of his fingers. But by preserving the framework, thou shalt ascend to that which is perfect, for the moist clay which is in thee is hidden by the workmanship of God. His hand fashioned thy substance. He will cover thee over too, within and without, with pure gold and silver, and he will adorn thee to such a degree that even the king himself shall take pleasure in thy beauty. But if thou, being obstinately hardened, dost reject the operation of his skill, and show thyself ungrateful towards him, because thou wert created a man, by thus becoming ungrateful to God, thou hast at once lost both his workmanship and life. For creation is an attribute of the goodness of God, but to be created is that of human nature. If, then, thou shalt deliver up to him what is thine, that is, faith in him and subjection, thou shalt receive his handiwork, and shall be a perfect work of God. If, however, thou wilt not believe in him, and wilt flee from his hands, the cause of imperfection shall be in thee who didst not obey, but not in him who called. For he commissioned messengers to call people to the marriage, but they who did not obey him deprived themselves of the royal supper. The skill of God, therefore, is not defective, for he has power of the stones to raise up children to Abraham. But the man who does not obtain it is the cause to himself of his own imperfection. Nor does the light fail because of those who have blinded themselves. While it remains the same as ever, those who blinded themselves are involved in darkness through their own fault. The light never enslaves anyone by necessity. Nor again does God exercise compulsion upon anyone unwilling to accept the exercise of his skill. Those persons, therefore, who have apostatized from the light given by the Father, and transgressed the law of liberty, have done so through their own fault, since they have been created free agents, and possessed of power over themselves. But God, foreknowing all things, prepared fit habitations for both, kindly conferring that light which they desire on those who seek after the light of incorruption and resort to it. But for the despisers and mockers, who avoid and turn away from this light, and who do, as it were, blind themselves, he has prepared darkness suitable to persons who oppose the light, and he has inflicted an appropriate punishment upon those who try to avoid being subject to him. Submission to God is eternal rest, so that they who shun the light have a place worthy of their flight, and those who fly from eternal rest have a habitation in accordance with their fleeing. Now, since all good things are with God, they who by their own determination fly from God defraud themselves of all good things. And having been defrauded of all good things with respect to God, they shall consequently fall under the just judgment of God. For those persons who shun rest shall justly incur punishment, and those who avoid the light shall justly dwell in darkness. For as in the case of this temporal light, those who shun it deliver themselves over to darkness, so that they do themselves become the cause to themselves that they are destitute of light and inhabit darkness. And as I have already observed, the light is not the cause of such a condition of existence to them. So that those who fly from the eternal light of God, which contains in itself all good things, are themselves the cause to themselves of their inhabiting eternal darkness, destitute of all good things, having become to themselves the cause of their consignment to an abode of that nature. Chapter 40. One and the same God the Father inflicts punishment on the reprobate, and bestows rewards on the elect. It is, therefore, one and the same God the Father who has prepared good things with himself for those who desire his fellowship, and who remain in subjection to him, and who has the eternal fire for the ringleader of the apostasy, the devil, and those who revolted with him, into which the Lord has declared those men shall be sent who have been set apart by themselves on his left hand. And this is what has been spoken by the prophet: I am a jealous God, making peace and creating evil things, thus making peace and friendship with those who repent and turn to him, and bringing them to unity, but preparing for the impenitent, those who shun the light, eternal fire, and outer darkness, which are evils indeed to those persons who fall into them. If, however, it were truly one Father who confers rest, and another God who prepared the fire, their sons would have been equally different, one indeed sending men into the Father's kingdom, but the others into eternal fire. But inasmuch as one and the same Lord has pointed out that the whole human race shall be divided at the judgment, as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats, and that to some he will say, Come, ye blessed of my Father, receive the kingdom which has been prepared for you. But others, Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, which my Father has prepared for the devil and his angels. One and the same Father is manifestly declared, making peace and creating evil things, preparing fit things for both. As also there is one judge sending both into a fit place, as the Lord sets forth in the parable of the tares and the wheat, where he says, As therefore the tares are gathered together and burned in the fire, so shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send his angels, and they shall gather from his kingdom everything that offends, and those who work iniquity, and shall send them into a furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the just shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The Father, therefore, who has prepared the kingdom for the righteous, into which the Son has received those worthy of it, is he who has also prepared the furnace of fire, into which these angels commissioned by the Son of Man shall send those persons who deserve it, according to God's command. The Lord indeed sowed good seed in his own field, and he said, The field is the world. But while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares in the midst of the wheat, and went his way. Hence we learn that this was the apostate angel and the enemy, because he was envious of God's workmanship, and took in hand to render this at enmity with God. For this cause also God has banished from his presence him who did of his own accord stealthily sow the tares, that is, him who brought about the transgression. But he took compassion upon man, who through want of care, no doubt, but still wickedly, became involved in disobedience, and he turned the enmity by which the devil had designed to make man the enemy of God against the author of it, by removing his own anger from man, turning it in another direction, and sending it instead upon the serpent. As also the Scripture tells us that God said to the serpent, And I will place enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And the Lord summed up in himself this enmity, when he was made man from a woman, and trod upon the serpent's head, as I have pointed out in the preceding book. End of chapter 40.